This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hammer time. Go with the flow.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time. My name is Phil Cortez. I'm in studio for my father, Dominic. We are joined today by the one and only Rick Pilarski from Frank's Home Services. Good morning, Rick. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So Rick specializes in all things basements, all things cracks, leaks, drips in basements. So why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, your expertise?
So basically, typically we'll get calls into the office and people will call in, maybe let's talk foundation, I guess, and they may say they have a crack in their foundation wall. Mm-hmm. So we need to come out and do an evaluation of the crack, meaning is it just as simple of a simple crack that is leaking, or is it a bigger issue, maybe a structural type
mm-hmm.
of issue?
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we wanted to talk about today more so. So if you have any questions for Rick, the numbers to call us are *930 if you're on your cell phone, 803-0930 inside Buffalo. Cell calls are welcome at outside Buffalo's 1-800-616-9236, or you can super text us at 30930. So before we started today, Rick, you know, the big question that I had for you was, when does a homeowner need to call you? Like, you always see little hairline cracks in concrete and, you know, oh, it just concrete cracks, right? We live in Western New York, it's supposed to crack. But when does it need to be brought to a professional's attention?
That's a great question. It really depends. I have customers that have a small crack in their basement and don't mind a little trickle of water into it. But anytime you're starting to get water into the basement, soon to follow is typically going to be mud, mm-hmm. because that is eventually going to pull its way through. So I usually tell people, you know, not I do it every day. I probably do it 100 times a day. I knock on wood. I have cracks in my basement at home. They don't leak, so I haven't touched them.
Don't worry about them.
But if you're not knowledgeable as far as the structural part of it, you know, is that crack just a little settlement crack, or is it actually shifting and moving of your home?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you got to have a professional come out and look at it.
Come on, look at it. So when you start seeing mud on the floor, more or less, is what you're saying?
Yeah, well, typically it's always going to be water, but sometimes mud will start pulling through. So as soon as you start getting water coming through, that's time to fix that crack.
Have someone call you. So, you know, we talked briefly, too, about the difference between a poured wall versus a block wall. You know, and the same thing. You see cracks in mortar all the time between block. And, you know, again, we live in Buffalo. But you said that's even more dangerous if you start seeing cracking in a full block foundation wall.
Yeah, so in a block foundation wall, it's typically stair stepping is what you'll see. It kind of looks like a set of stairs going mm-hmm. down. But sometimes you'll actually see a break right through a block,
mm-hmm.
meaning the block itself broke.
Wow.
That's definitely a structural issue going on.
Time to call you then.
Absolutely.
Now, a lot of times people have a vinyl wrap insulation on the basement wall. You know, and is this something that we should be checking behind there periodically, or you know, as a regularly maintenance of the house, or is this just something that if you see the water, call?
So I would do that. I went to a house last week and we were looking at three cracks,
mm-hmm.
and I just knew there were more.
Mm-hmm.
So the homeowner and I discussed the option of pulling all that down. This is a 9-year-old home, and there were 12 cracks.
Wow. Wow, so that's just part of your maintenance then. I mean, that's yeah. kind of crazy. And it all depends on your neighborhood, right? And, you know, the way the footer was put in. And you
when it was poured, the yeah. type of year, in the winter.
I so guess everyone's susceptible to it, more or less.
Absolutely.
So, Rick, so you've done, you know, me being in real estate, you've come in a few times and been the savior for us. And why don't you kind of, and I always ask you, when do you walk away? If you're looking at a house and you want to buy that house and you find that there's foundation cracks, when do you walk away?
Well, I wouldn't say you ever walk away. It's just depending upon knowing what you're going to have to put into the house. So if you're going to go buy a house, I'd at least want to know, am I looking at a $725 crack repair, or am I looking at a $7,000 structural repair?
Right.
So that's what I would probably.
So your first steps there, I want to walk everybody through it, because, you know, like I said, you've done the process with me and some of my clients, you know, in the past, and it works out pretty well. Why don't you kind of walk people through, you know, say they are looking interested in a house, or you know, it is their house and they don't know really where to start.
So typically what happens most of the time is a homeowner will be purchasing a home and they'll hire a home inspection. And maybe after the home inspection, the home inspector himself feels like we should have a professional look at the basement itself. You know, the home inspectors are out there, they're looking at everything. So they'll say, hey, let's bring in Franks and have them do a professional inspection of the basement. And then at times, we might have to bring a structural engineer in if it's bad enough.
Yeah, so, and then, you know, kind of talk about that. So you have a structural engineer that you recommend and that you work with.
Correct.
And he'll kind of give you his advice, whether it's, you know, something to be super concerned about, what to do with it, and all that, right?
Absolutely. When it starts coming to writing a letter stating your findings, that's when you're going to get a structural engineer involved to do that.
All right.
Now, when you get into the whole, you know, years and years and years ago, when we heard that Amherst was sinking, right? Mm-hmm. When you get into those neighborhoods in that part of town, is there something more to worry about than, you know, hydrostatic pressure on the outside of the house?
So it's the soils, and mm-hmm. typically, everybody knows Amherst, you know, once you cross Maple, that's usually, you know, sinking zone.
Mm-hmm.
So typically when you're getting into that, we'll bring if we're finding a home that we think is in question, I looked at one yesterday on the other side of Maple, you're going to definitely bring an engineer in, and then he's going to bring Geo in to do a dig. You're talking about a boring that's going to go about 50 feet mm-hmm. and test the soils to see where you're going to find bedrock or what's called load-bearing strata,
mm-hmm.
so you can lock into that and hold that house in place. Mm-hmm. They're all fixable. It's just a matter of when you're going to fix it.
So in that instance, though, that's more along the lines of what you talked about, piers.
Yes,
so
helical piers.
That's basically putting, you know, a pier underneath your footer.
Yeah, we carry software with us, a computer system
mm-hmm.
that allows us to show customers exactly what we're going to do. And it's really awesome because it gives them an education and they can understand it. Because, mm-hmm. you know, if you can see it.
A visual.
Exactly.
It's easier to understand.
And I understand it. But I used to tell people, the homes in California on stilts, picture that underground where you're never going to see them.
Yeah, right. Good point.
So what, you know, like I said before, you know, when you get into looking at these types of situations, if it's not leaking and you're really not having many issues in terms of, you know, that are kind of pain points, like water coming in or something like that, how do people know what to look for and what are the signs that their foundation might be settling, cracking, that type of thing?
I'll be honest, it's pretty difficult for someone unless they have some knowledge of it, you know, for you have no construction or background in that, it's difficult. You know, mm-hmm. you're seeing cracks, and I have people, it'll be the hairliest, smallest crack. It's not even leaking water, and they're going crazy because they live in Amherst and they think their whole house is falling down. But in essence, it's just a simple crack.
Yeah.
So it's tough to, as a homeowner, know exactly what I typically say. We come out, we give you a free evaluation. Sometimes we walk away and tell you, hey, your home is great. Sometimes we have to drop the bad news on you.
So, but before giving you a call, like say drywall cracks and stuff like that, so things that they notice in the ceiling or at the wall line, so that those can be signs that your
absolutely.
House is
you start finding doors being difficult to open at a certain time of the year, cracks in windows or windows that just don't open anymore. That's definitely a sign. I did a 12-unit apartment complex in Lockport, and probably 6 of the doors wouldn't open at all.
Wow.
Once it turned into winter time and everything, you know, expands and contracts, he was able to open every door.
That's
when we went in and did our work.
Okay, the house is where it needs to be now. Let's do it quick.
All right. Well, we got plenty more time to talk to Rick here. If you want to give us a call, you can call us at 803-0930, 1-800-616 if you're outside, 1-800-616-9236 if you're outside of Buffalo. You can text us at 30930. Just got a text from my wife and my son on there. And *930 from your cell phones. We'll be back right after these words. Before we talk to you, let's travel to the Pew branch of the Lakeshore Savings Bank, where we have Mary Holland on the line. Mary is the new branch manager at the Dick Road location. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good, good. So talk to me about the great home equity line of credit special you have going on.
Oh, we love this home equity, and I think a lot of your customers over at Cortese love.
Absolutely.
For 3.5% for the first year. It's a fixed rate. There's absolutely no closing costs. As long as you keep that line open for 3 years, all the closing costs go away. We'll send a New York State licensed appraiser over. They'll do an interior and exterior appraisal, which the customer will also get a copy of that. It's just a great deal.
That really is a great deal. And what is this new rewards with checking account program you were telling me about?
Oh, I'm glad you asked about that. We're going to be kicking off for our new customers, well, our existing loyal customers and future customers, a rewards program. Every time you swipe your debit card, you're going to earn points that you can then redeem for very nice gifts that we have.
Wow, that is awesome. Earn points for using your debit card and get free gifts? Well, there you have it. Great rates and rewards. Mary, your phone number one time for us at the Depew branch.
It's 898-2022.
Okay, give us it one more time.
898-2022.
Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first for 128 years.
Meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore.
Fits in the tantrums. All the Feels Winter Tour 2020. Saturday, February 22nd, 9 p.m. Niagara Falls View Casino. Fits in the tantrums. Check out fitsinthetantrums.com. Saturday, February 22nd, 9 p.m., Niagara Falls View Casino. The explosive live show is coming to you. Fits in the tantrums. Tickets are on sale now at fallsviewcasinoresort.com, Ticketmaster, and the venue box office. New album, All the Feels, out now. Don't miss Fits in the Tantrums, live.
Come, Cortese, your man for home improvement.
Fall is in full swing, and what better place is there for you to finish those outdoor projects than with my friends at Scrat and Surrey Builder Supply and United Materials, where professional advice, service, and creativity move your project forward. With their two convenient locations to serve you, Scranton Surrey Builders and United Materials will help you extend the season with our gas burner fire pits, outdoor kitchens, and InfraTech outdoor heaters. Those are amazing. They can bring the indoor comfort to your outdoor living. Both locations are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Saturdays are open 7 a.m. till noon. And with the area's largest outdoor living spaces on display 24/7, our team will be there for you at Scranton Surrey Builders Supply on Walden Avenue, just east of Transit Road in Depew, or United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda. Stop in today. We're here to help you complete that outdoor living space you've longed for and to improve your home's ambience. Let us be your one-stop supplier of construction materials.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. As the weather cools down outside, you'll be warm and comfortable inside when you get a recliner, sofa, or lift chair with heat and massage. Now, when you're watching your favorite team win or lose, you'll be comfortable, and no matter what your home looks like, with 700 fabric choices, we can build it to your taste. Stop in and see our huge selection of furniture, dining tables, and two-sided reversible mattresses. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the village of Hamburg. Delivery is always free. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
By now, you know all about the beauty and durability of a Gorilla floor for your garage. Now trust the same people at Gorilla Garage Gear to install their premium quality Gorilla Garage Door. Now, what sets Gorilla Garage Gear apart from many garage door companies in Western New York? It's their zero upsell policy. When you ask most dealers for a price on a door, they'll sell you a door with new tracks, new hinges, new rollers, new brackets, on and on. Well, guess what? Maybe you don't need all that. Gorilla Garage Gear will give you an honest price and an honest and free assessment. They won't force you to buy parts you don't need, and that'll save you money. Here's Joe Afalo's phone number at Gorilla Garage Gear, 715-6927. Call Joe now and say goodbye to that beat-up old garage door. Tell him you heard Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, and you'll save an additional 10% off any purchase of a garage door or garage door opener. That's right, 10% off. pays to listen to Hammer Time. Here's Joe's number again, 715-6927. Or visit him online, GorillaGarageGear.com. And remember, go, go, Gorilla.
Hammer Time. Go with the phone. Welcome back to Hammer Time Radio. Again, this is Phil Cortez in studio with my brother Nick, and we are joined with Frick Pilarski from Frank's Home Services. Uh-huh. If you have any questions whatsoever with regards to basement cracks, basement waterproofing, or any home improvements whatsoever, you can get involved with the conversation at 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-9236, or you could super text us at 30930. We do have a call here from Paul in Lancaster. Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Morning. Hello, Rick. Hello. I just want to tell your listeners that Rick did two jobs for me and several for my sister. Very fair, very reasonable, honest, reliable. They clean up their mess, and when the job was done, it looked just like brand new. Very, very satisfied with all their work.
You're talking about Rick Pilarski, right?
Thank you, Paul.
That's wonderful, Paul. Thank you so much for that.
Thanks for the call, Paul.
All righty.
Have a good one. So Paul hangs up. That opens a line for you to give us a call, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, outside of Buffalo, *930 from your cell calls or cell phones, or you can text us at 30930. I also have to issue a retraction here. That was actually Rick's kids and wife, not my wife and kid. So
on the super text he's talking about. So, you know, outside of basement cracks and you know, foundation issues, you also specialize in basement waterproofing.
Correct.
So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
So when we typically come into a house for waterproofing, obviously the homeowner has had issues, maybe a flood of one time, but be quite honestly, it's usually multiple times, and they've kind of just had enough. Mm-hmm. So we'll come in, sit up down, explain what the fixes are, and again, more importantly, pull our computer software out and show them how to fix it and why it's happening. That's the biggie out there, is people don't understand why it's happening. Everybody thinks, you know, it rains and it's running down my walls and now it's in my basement. Mm-hmm. But that's part of it. There's also other parts of it. Oh. So again, we'll kind of educate them by opening up the computer and showing them.
What are the other parts then?
So there's several capillaries that run beneath the surfaces along the soils, mm-hmm. and that can change the water to come into your house.
You know, when you say capillaries, why don't you explain to people what that is?
So just pockets of
groundwater
that just travel throughout. Like, they call it a false water table. I tell people all the time, you ever drive, and you know, I drive for a living, as you do. You guys mm-hmm. are doing estimates. Yeah. You know, you go over a creek and the water is extremely high that day because of all the rain. Chances are the water around your house is also high that mm-hmm. day. So that's usually what happens. It's not always just the rain. People say it's after it rained for 4 or 5 days that it happened. Yeah, because the ground is so saturated and it's looking for a place to come in.
The crazy thing about that is you could, and I think you've told me this in the past, that you could have someone's house bone dry one spot. Right next door, they could have three sump crocs in there. And it all just depends on those capillaries.
I mean, I own one of those houses. I have a rental property that when it's raining, every 6 seconds, my sump pump's fired
You're
away.
You're kidding.
And my next door neighbor?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, I have the same way. My neighbor across the street has two sump crocs to keep up with it. And I think mine turns on like once every 2 weeks, it feels like.
Not to mention the people that live in neighborhoods where maybe they're digging or somebody digs a new pool.
Uh-huh.
You know, somebody
that
activates
disturbs
into
it.
The ground. Exactly.
Huh. So that's a good point.
So, Rick, people out there may have been in this situation before, may have gotten estimates before, and may be wondering, you know, some people tell them to do this work from the exterior, and obviously your company recommends doing it from the interior. What is your thoughts on that?
So we're an interior company, absolutely. That's the repair, and that's the repair method we'll take. There are times when you may need to do some work outside. But what I tell most people is, if you're looking to do it from the outside, you have to think of your house. Do you have a porch? And if so, how are we going to get that part?
Because your porch is generally just a haunch, more or less.
Right.
Then.
You or don't do have you have a concrete driveway right along the whole side of one side of the home or mm-hmm. the neighbor's side of the home? So how are we going to get that part mm-hmm. unless you're willing to rip your concrete driveway out? So we'll tack it from the inside, and we've been doing it for 36 years. And I tell people if it wasn't the right way, somebody would have figured us out by now.
So on the topic of concrete driveways or patios, I was just at a customer's house the other day, had a concrete patio that had settled. It was pitched probably a good 4 or 5 inches over 10 feet back towards the house. What are your recommendations there?
So, you know, because I think together we've also used several companies. I don't sit here and name them, but there's leveling companies out there that can lift up that concrete and repitch it back the other way.
But as far as the implications of that.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely not something that you want to have going on at your house, because you're just going to, every time it rains, it's kind of, you know, a giant catcher's mitt.
Right.
Throwing the water into the house.
Yeah.
There's times when it doesn't affect it at all because the drain tile's working and doing its job. Mm-hmm. But if it isn't, that's when you're going to have to address something.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the water in the basement, you know, we walk into a lot of houses and you can kind of tell instantly that there's kind of a moisture in it.
Yeah.
But there's sometimes when you walk into a house and you don't even know, you can't feel it and smell it and sense that. Do you have certain meters that you use to check the house with regards to the moisture content, or is that just, again, a sense and feel?
I carry a hygrometer,
uh-huh.
So I'll always set that up first so it can acclimate itself to the basement, because mm-hmm. if it's been sitting in your car, it's going to get that acclimation to it. So mm-hmm. you want to set that up first thing mm-hmm. and just see what your readings are. Quite honestly, most of the time you just want to talk to the customer and ask them, where does the water start? And how much water have you had in the basement? How bad has it gotten? Has it gotten to inches? Where does it dry up last? And these things will help determine where the water's coming in, because water is its ultimate level. Mm-hmm. Just because it's coming in on the left side of the home, but we're finding it on the right, means it's just running across and they think their problem is on the right side of the home.
But it's on the other side.
Exactly. So we also carry laser levels to measure everything.
So really, it's not just the eyeball sometimes.
No. It's a lot that goes into it.
Now, what if the basement's finished? Because a lot of times people will finish that basement and not put any concern or thought process whatsoever with regards to your service.
Yeah.
You know, and when we come through someone's house, we generally recommend that they contact you first to get take care of that before we get into it. Because a lot of times when we are in there, we're going to have to cut an egress window in. We're going to have to get to the drain tile. We're going to do all that stuff. But what if you come in after that's all done, you know, and their basement's been finished for 20 years? And, you know, is there a way to save that down there, or is it all shot?
Well, it's a good question, because when I leave the show, I'm going to one today. I'm going to see, he's probably listening, Deacon Tim. half his basement is finished.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to have to get somebody in to pull that down and at that time make the determination what's behind it. Because people talk about mold all the time, but that's like an iceberg. You might see a little black spotting, but once you pull the boarding down, who knows what you find behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to want to do that, absolutely. That used to be, honestly, one of my nightmares. I show up to a basement, it's completely finished, and my first thought is, well, I wouldn't want to rip my basement apart.
Yeah, exactly.
But unfortunately, sometimes you have to.
Yeah, because with that mold and mildew that's caught behind there, that comes health implications, right? Like, you know, you might not even realize it catching a cold all the time, or having a respiratory issue. So at the end of the day,
blowing up through your air ducts.
Yeah, that's a good point,
too.
You
had Peter here last week.
Yeah.
It's a good point that, you know, once you fire that thing on,
you're pulling all
your
that
air conditioning
junk from the
or your heat, you're pumping that air
so
upstairs.
On that topic, Rick, so you're planning, you have an unfinished basin, you're planning on finishing it. What precautionary measures can you take to prevent leaking or anything like that?
So I go to a lot of homes where I'll find younger couples, you know, maybe it's their first home and they absolutely want to build a playroom for their children or what have you in the basement. I tell everybody, if you're about to finish your basement, please have any waterproofing professional look at it. Of course, I'd love it to be me, but have someone look at it, because the last thing you want to do is spend all that money down there, and you could have spent a few more dollars to have that taken care of.
Awesome.
Prior.
All right. Well, we have a lot more time to talk to Rick here after the break. If you want to give us a call, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930 from your cell phone, or text us at 30930. We'll be back right after the news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Brendan Keeney, and here are your top stories for Saturday, October 12th. The NYPD confirms that 4 people are dead and 3 wounded in a morning shooting in Brooklyn. No arrests have been made at this time, and we'll keep you updated on any information as soon as more details emerge. Don't look now, but your Buffalo Sabres currently sit in 2nd place in the entire National Hockey League.
Here's Mittelstadt.
And that does it for sure. Top shelf where Mama hides the cookies. And Casey Mittelstadt seals the victory for Buffalo.
Last night, the Sabres eked out a 3-2 victory over division foe, the Florida Panthers, to improve their record to 4-0-1, their best start to a season in a decade. The Swords stayed in Buffalo to host the Dallas Stars on Monday at 3 o'clock. And if you're looking for something to do with the family this weekend, look no further than Ellicottville, as the annual Fall Festival begins today.
It is an arts and crafts show. We have about 260 vendors that line the streets this weekend. We have a carnival and a food court. There's chairlift rides up at Holiday Valley.
And for more information, you can head over to WBEN.com. 39-year-old Javon Gator has been arraigned on an indictment, charging him with 1 count of murder in the second degree. Prosecutors say on September 21st, at about 1 o'clock in the morning, Gator fatally stabbed 59-year-old Mark Batita in the vicinity of Tonawanda and Vulcan Streets in the town of Tonawanda. Gator is scheduled to return to court for a pre-trial hearing in mid-December, and he faces 25 years to life in prison if convicted. Now a look at the WBEN First Alert forecast. Today, breezy and cooler, mostly cloudy this morning, with a bit of rain followed by clouds giving way to some sun this afternoon, a high of 57 degrees. Tonight, a moonlit sky, lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, clouds and sunshine, a high of 63. And then on Monday, mostly cloudy and cooler with an afternoon shower in the area, partly sunny across the southern tier with a high of 52. Right now it's 56 degrees with cloudy conditions in Buffalo. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
If you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely, a bathroom remodel is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese. People love to look for a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. And the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, Twin City Glass has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are. And only Twin City Glass has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Make sure you look at Basco, the shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware in loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass at 694-3300. That's 694-3300. And make sure you visit the showroom at Twin City Glass in Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you.
You know the old chestnut. If it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, it might be Emerald Heating and Cooling. We take home comfort seriously. Just check Google. There's a whole mess of reviews. Over 317 from folks that needed a little heating and cooling healing. Hey, we're a different kind of duck, and customers seem to dig it.
Comfort is always on call. Emerald Heating and Cooling.
This is Peter Hunt of Hunt Real Estate. Please join me at our house every Saturday morning at 9, where our mission is to help you protect and enhance your investment in real estate. Each week, my knowledgeable guests join me in a discussion of all aspects of real estate and anything that impacts you as a current or prospective owner or investor. Learn more at the all-new huntrealestate.com or call the Hunt Hotline at 631-4800, any property, anytime.
Don't miss the Our House radio show every Saturday morning at 9, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This is Brian from Always Warm Stove and Chimney. This fall, say goodbye to the mess. Replace your wood-burning fireplace with a natural gas fireplace from Always Warm Stove and Chimney. Always Warm offers industry-leading models from renowned manufacturers like Lopi, Avalon, and Fireplace Extraordinaire. Enjoy convenient, instant heat with a natural gas fireplace. It's never been easier to warm up a room with a variety of remote controls and blower options that keep your toes toasty and add a touch of elegance to any room. Choosing natural gas means no more wood to chop, store, or carry, and no ashes to clean up. Natural gas is your best energy value. Make this year the year you change your home from always cold to always warm. You'll save on your gas bill, you'll save on your upgrades, and you'll save on time with Always Warm's expert sales and installation team. Visit Always Warm on South Transit Road in Lockport, or find us online at alwayswarmstoves.com. That's A-L-L-W-A-Y-S, warmstoves.com. Always Warm Stove and Chimney. Always worth the trip.
When it comes to haunted houses, fall is the time of year to have them. So if you've got a roof full of holes or one that's missing a bunch of shingles, then your house is in style right now. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez, and no one wants to live in a house that looks haunted. If you're ready to finally take care of your roof and its problems, call my friends at Ava Roofing. They will fix it right. Ava works year-round no matter the weather. So while the seasonal guys are packing up for the year, if you call Ava, you'll get the same superior service and value winter, spring, summer, and fall. Now, one of the things I love about Ava is that there's always an expert foreman on every job to ensure your roof looks good and functions perfectly. Call Ava Roofing for your on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. You'll always be happy with Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. That's 990-4793. They'll come out promptly with a free estimate. And AvaRoofing.com, Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Welcome back to Hammer Time Radio. Again, this is Phil Cortez in studio with Nick Cortez and Rick Pilarski from Frank's Home Services. If you do have a question for Rick or either Nick or I, 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-9236, Super Texas at 30930.
Yes, we know we're not down, but we can answer some questions. So if you have non-basement questions, we can try to answer those too.
So we actually do have a call from outside of the 716 area code, and it looks like it's from Baltimore. Good morning, Richard.
How you doing, Richard?
Yes, good morning. How are you guys?
Great.
Good.
How are you?
All right. Yeah, I have a problem in my basement. One corner of the basement. My basement's completely water-sealed, but with a special paint that I painted on it. But there's one area that has maybe 2 feet in either side of the corner. It's nothing but black mold. Is there something I could do to remove that black mold to again then paint that area so it'll be waterproof?
So there is a product that you can use. It's called, Peter Gordon was here, he would tell me in a heartbeat now. But it would kill, it's a mold killer more or less, and it's called... is it Miles? It's something like that.
Well, let me just jump in on this one because I had a customer actually tell me that they Googled this. I used to be the guy that said 50-50 bleach water will definitely do it for you. But she found that vinegar and water
gets rid of mold
and it will keep it gone longer.
Huh.
She's told me to look it up, which I unfortunately...
That's going to drive me nuts now. If Peter's going to call in shortly, I'm sure he'll be able to tell us what that product is. But regardless, you got to get to clean it first, get rid of the mold, kill the mold. From there, you have to acid etch the concrete. And the acid etching basically cleans the concrete, gets into the pores, and allows you to get a clean surface for that waterproofing paint to then adhere to the block or the foundation wall that you do have there. So the biggest thing, the most important thing, is that prep work, because without that prep work, you're going to go ahead and spend the money on the waterproof paint and it's just going to peel off again. So really do your due diligence with prepping that area to make sure it's nice and clean and fresh.
And also be very, very careful with black mold. Make sure you're wearing respiratory mask and all of that, because it can be very dangerous to your health.
Someone's very susceptible to that here in this studio.
Yeah, I lost part of my immune system working at Phil's house before. So
so I hope that helps, Richard.
So you said choline in water or vinegar in water?
Well, vinegar in water works. There's a lot of home recipes that you can use to get rid of bleach. And as soon as Peter calls in, we're going to ask him what that product was that he recommended. Because at my first house, it was an older house built in 1910, and I had a weird little crawl space in one section of the house that was just full of harmful mold. And Peter told me about this product. It cleaned it all up. I acid etched that waterproof, and I got rid of that moisture issue down there. So there are mold killing products out there at your local box store. You can look up many home remedies to getting rid of mold. Bleach will definitely do it, but like Rick said, he had found from a customer that vinegar and water work as well. But go to your box store and just find, you know, your mold killer off the shelf. But then more importantly, after that, make sure you acid etch and clean and dry that area before you waterproof it again.
What is that acid etch? That's what confuses acid etch.
Yeah, acid etch. It's just a product you'll find it at any of your box store as well. And more along the lines, it's like a cleaner prepper for on a concrete surface or a porous masonry surface.
I'll talk about acid etch.
Correct. All right.
Good. Okay. Thank you kindly.
Okay, Richard, thanks so much for the call.
All right, if you'd like to give us a call again with any other questions for Rick regarding basements, waterproofing, sump pumps, anything like that, give us a call at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930 from your cell phone, or you can text us at 30930. So, Rick, we were talking on the break a little bit about the other things that you guys do over there at Frank's, and we were talking about we got on the topic of crawl spaces, like Phil just mentioned, and what can be done with those in terms of, I mean, obviously, first of all, let's talk about, you know, moisture in those areas. Obviously, if it's a stone base, there's moisture coming up. You know, there are a lot of issues with crawl spaces. And as you mentioned, sometimes when you buy a house, a home inspector is very reluctant to get down in there if they can get down in there.
Yeah, that's typically the case. It's a matter of, can you get into that space? Mm-hmm. So crawl spaces are typically something that we do quite a lot of work in. You have dirt crawl spaces like stone, like you had mentioned, and the key is not just getting in there and just laying a vapor barrier. You have to fix the problem. What is causing all that dampness and moisture? And typically that's going to be some type of drainage system or a sump pump on top of an encapsulation system. So that's usually what you want to do, and some of them are very shallow, so you can't enter them, which makes it a little more difficult, because then you're going to be talking about a repair from the top, mm-hmm. meaning we're going to have to pull some floors out.
Mm-hmm.
But those are typically what you're going to run into in the crawl spaces.
So what is the product that you recommend using in there? I mean, I know you can pour concrete in there if it's a tall enough crawl space where you can actually get in there, and that way you're creating a vapor barrier from the ground beneath, or something else that you have.
So my product is called Clean Space. It's a 20 mil plastic. It's made of low-density and high-density polyethylene, and to understand that simple is you ever open a box and it has those strings in the tape that rip your fingers apart? Very similar.
Yeah.
The product is antimicrobial, the backside, so we're talking about a mold killer going on. Once you encapsulate that crawl space, now you're protecting it because your mold needs water and food to grow. So if we can eliminate the water and block off the food source, then we can protect it. And it comes with a warranty of 25 years against punctures and tears. Some people have a large enough crawl space where they'll store stuff down there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've gone to homes with a 2,000 square foot crawl space.
Right.
It's a lot of space to waste.
Yep. Yeah. So, and, you know, another, you know, point that you kind of didn't touch on yet is that there is, when there is a crawl space that does not have a concrete floor, if it's a stone floor or sometimes it's a dirt floor, there's moisture that's coming up from the ground and it's getting into your basement. It's settling on the wood members of the floor and all that. So it can definitely grow mold. It's, you know, kind of an ecosystem for mold to grow. So
yeah, we'll carry pictures and illustrations of, I have one where I stuck a pencil right through the floor joist. It was that simple. That's how far gone it was.
Yep.
And the mold you see and all the things that love to live down in the crawl space.
Yeah, exactly. So that's definitely a very important area to focus on. If you do have crawl space, it's something else that the Rick can take care of for you.
Richard, if you're out there, I found the product. It's called Shockwave. Like I said, it was just, you mix it together with a little bit of water and it gets rid of mold, and it actually smells really nice when it's all done too. It's got a nice fragrance too. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, I couldn't smell anything after we were done down there. So glad you smelled it. All right. We're going to go to another caller, Harold out in Tonawanda, who has a question about basements. How you doing, Harold?
Oh, you hit the wrong button. There you go. Morning, Harold.
Hi. Good morning. Hey, I was going over to winterize my mom's house. She had a deck put in, God, I'd say 15, 20 years ago. When my brother put it in, he actually never put stone underneath it. And ever since, there's been like a leak in her basement.
not like squirting out. So I dug below the deck like 3 feet, concreted it, and then I concreted the inside, but it still leaks.
The foundation we're talking about, is this a, do you know, is it a poured foundation or is it a block wall?
Poured.
Okay. And is your basement finished?
The one side is. The side that's leaking is not.
Okay. So you can visibly see that crack. So typically, I would want to come out, take a look at it, make sure it's just that simple. But the products we use penetrate that wall. That wall's 8 inches thick. It could be 10, but it's probably 8. And the product we want to use is something that's going to penetrate all the way through the outside and put that barrier out there for you. So when we do your crack repair, if we're the company to do it for you, we'll offer you a lifetime warranty on it.
All right, and because it drains, right? There's a drain, like by your washer and dryer.
Mm-hmm.
And it drains right to it. I mean, it's not like flooding the basement. It's just always wet.
Right, and that's kind of something I mentioned to Phil earlier, if you were listening. I have a lot of customers like that that will say, hey, the crack's right here. The water's going right there to the drain. I'm good. And then I tell them, then we're good.
Yeah, as long as it's not coming in any further.
If you do have a insulation on the inside or anything like that that might be getting wet, a vinyl wrap or any kind of wall blanket insulation on the foundation, you definitely want to get that taken care of because that's going to absorb the moisture and then obviously be a breeding ground for mold and mildew to grow. So you do have that problem. We still want to get it out of the house and keep the water out.
I want the water out only for the fact of water in the basement. What's it going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't have a sub pump. My brother, when the deck came in, they never put stone underneath and there's only dirt and there was a tree removed. Would that have anything to do with it?
With the crack itself?
With the leakage, yes.
Leakage could be various. It could be, you know, coming from when every time it rains. It could be, we talked about capillaries under the ground. It could be the false water table that's rising around the home. I'm sure if I had to ask, that leak in that basement wall is probably on the bottom section, not towards the top.
Well, about 3/4 of the way down the wall.
Right, there. Yeah.
Yes.
So your best bet would be get a qualified waterproofer in there. If it's us, fantastic, and get it taken care of once and never worry about it again.
Okay, so you ain't got to pull the deck out and everything.
No, we would do that repair from the inside. So my repair will take place from the inside. You don't have to do anything from the outside.
Harold, if you want to, we can put you on hold, and you can give your phone number to the guys, and Rick can give you a call afterwards to discuss all of that if you'd like.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Harold, all right. Thanks for the call.
So Harold hangs up. If you want to give us a call, we have a few more minutes here after the next break to talk to Rick about everything basements. We do have a call regarding some pumps that we'll get to after the break. So we'll be back right after these words. You know that smell when your furnace kits on for the first time of the year? That smell is dust, dead skin cells, bacteria, mold, dust mites, and worse than that, dust mite feces that have settled on the heat exchanger of your furnace all summer long. Folks, all this unhealthy junk burns off in a day or two. However, it's only the tip of the iceberg of what is remaining in your air duct system. Peter, last week when you were in the studio, there were a couple of callers that told us of life and health changing results from your service and products.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of, as I said, what gets us up in the morning is that we can change people's health, you know, by removing the contamination inside the ductwork, as well as, adding on a medical-grade air purifier and getting everything in the most sanitary order for the air that you breathe. And, that's what we've done for 53,000 homeowners in the past 27 years.
My friends at Indoor Air Professionals can make that sick, headachy, stuffy feeling go away. They're the only full-service, fully certified indoor air quality company. They have the best equipment on the market, and yes, Indoor Air Professionals can really make a dramatic difference in your breathing by relieving all of your allergies, asthma, make you sleep better, reduce dust levels, and even improve the airflow in your house. Just like we heard last week from callers on this show. I noticed a big difference when indoor air was out at my home last year. My allergy symptoms went away. There was a lot less dust on all the surfaces in the house. Peter, what else does Indoor Air Professionals do to improve the indoor air?
Okay, before I do that, let's answer the questions from before. Because then if you give the number, then I'm faced with a dilemma because I'm the one answering.
Okay.
Just going back to the mold. First of all, yeah, bleach... unfortunately, is a no-no. It tends to be really caustic to humans, and it also kills, like, the surface of the mold but aggravates the spores down below. So the product, the over-the-counter product that you would get, you know, at Value, Home Depot, Lowe's, wherever. I probably shouldn't say those things, but, you know, people know where to go. It's called, the brand is Concrobium, and it's mold control. Okay, Concrobium, C-O-N-C-R-O-B-I-U-M. Also, another great thing is peroxide, okay, and vinegar. I buy into the peroxide and vinegar. But just as you said, you got to protect yourself. In the New York State, New York City guidelines, talk about if it's 10 square feet or less. Yeah, it's a do-it-yourselfer thing, but you do have to be careful. And you know, we've done mold remediation for 27 years. Mold abatement is where you actually tear out surfaces, you know, like drywall and stuff. Anything porous has got to go. You can treat concrete. You can treat lumber. And steel, but that's a just basic some basic guidelines along there. And of course, Rick's services and products are going to help you keep that basement dry so you don't grow mold.
Absolutely. All right, Peter, so what's the Hammer Time special for today?
Okay, so first of all, yeah, I am here answering the phones. And one of the things too, after you dry your basement a la Frank's and Rick's service, and you clean up your ductwork and take care of that, we have amazing medical-grade air purifiers that will take the indoor air quality to the next level, and you don't even have to have forced air because these are portable. But, yeah, so we're still offering $39 off for duct cleaning. There's more if you're a military, repeat customer, law enforcement, first responder, and senior. But I tell you that we are booking, and there's only a couple spots left in November, or in October, and mostly we're filling up the first week in November right now.
Awesome. All right. Well, then call Peter right now at 683-3000. That's 683-3000, and get your family breathing easier like I did. We have a long winter ahead.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you.
It's time to get more out of your Medicare Advantage plan. And now you can with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York. For as little as $0 per month, you can carry confidence with a card accepted at all Western New York hospitals and one of the region's largest networks of doctors and specialists. What's more, you'll have the dedicated support of our Blue Concierge service team available to help you get the most out of your benefits. Find a plan and get more out of your Medicare coverage. Talk to a Blue Benefit consultant today. Visit one of our Medicare centers in Tonawanda, Williamsville, and Orchard Park, or call 1-844-391-SAVE. That's 1-844-391-7283, anytime between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., 7 days a week. Get more with Medicare Advantage from Blue. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York is a Medicare Advantage plan with a Medicare contract, and enrollment depends on contract renewal. For accommodations of persons with special needs at meetings, call 1-800-248-9296.
Are you suffering from serious back or neck pain? Is it so bad that it controls everything you do, keeping you from golfing, exercising, home improvement projects, even playing with your kids?
Don't let pain control your life. Ask me, Dr. Reeb, about spinal decompression. I can help alleviate your pain so you can start doing the things you want to do.
Back and neck pain won't go away on their own. Pills, needles, acupuncture, physical therapy are all temporary fixes for disc damage. Spinal decompression is a long-term solution, one that can change your life.
When your pain is gone, all the other aspects of your life improve.
Dr. Reeb will provide a complete analysis of what the exact problem is with your back or neck.
Let me help you take back control of your life.
Why not get rid of that annoying back or neck pain before the summer? Call Dr. Reeb for your free consultation. 1-888-59-SPINE.
Call 1-888-59-SPINE. 1-888-59-SPINE. Call Dr. Reeb. He's got your back.
Hey folks, David Bellavia here with my good friend Dean Jackson from Keller Chevrolet.
Dean, what's going on in October at Keller?
It's truck month, David. And you know what that means? 0% financing on all Silverados this month at Keller. Plus an additional $2,000 on all legacy Silverados.
Wait, wait, wait. I can get both 0% financing plus a $2,000 rebate at Keller?
You betcha.
Dean, what if I want to lease a Silverado?
If you're currently leasing a Silverado and lease a new one, Keller is going to give you an additional $2,000 off.
And any other truck deals?
How about leasing a Trax for $169 a month, an Equinox for $199 a month, or a Traverse starting at just $299 a month? Go to Chevy.com for details.
It certainly looks like Keller's got you covered in October. Dean, what a guy.
No, it's Charlie, what a guy.
For all the October truck deals, you need to get on down to Keller Chevrolet, 3600 Genesee and Union in Cheektowaga, or call them at 633-5000 for details. And as always, find new roads at KellerChevrolet.com.
Kenny Carpets is the most loved carpet and floor store in Buffalo. And there's a reason. Because Kenny has been beautifying homes since 1960.
To the Kenny Carpets.
The most popular sale in our history is on right now. Stain-free carpet installed with pad, just $2.22 a square foot. It's true, just $2.22. It's the world's greatest stain-free carpet with three different warranties for just $2.22. It's true. Just $2.22 only at Kenny Carpets and Floors. $2.22, and that price includes installation and carpet pad. It's true, just $2.22.
To the Kenny Carpets.
Ask your kids, your pets, your mom, and your neighbor. There's a reason Kenny is Buffalo's most loved carpet and floor store. It's selection, service, and installation. And $2.22. It's true.
To the Kenny Carpets.
To the Kenny.
Fall is in full swing, and what better place is there for you to finish those outdoor projects than with my friends at Scrat and Surrey Builder Supply and United Materials, where professional advice, service, and creativity move your project forward. With their two convenient locations to serve you, Scrat and Surrey Builders and United Materials will help you extend the season with our gas burner fire pits, outdoor kitchens, and InfraTech outdoor heaters. Those are amazing. They can bring the indoor comfort to your outdoor living. Both locations are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Saturdays are open 7 a.m. till noon. And with the area's largest outdoor living spaces on display 24/7, our team will be there for you at Scrat and Surrey Builders Supply on Walden Avenue, just east of Transit Road in Depew, or United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda. Stop in today. We're here to help you complete that outdoor living space you've longed for and to improve your home's ambience. Let us be your one-stop supplier of construction materials.
Hammer time.
Welcome back to Hammer Time Radio. Again, this is Phil Cortez in studio with Nick and Rick Pilarski. We have about 2 minutes before we get to the end of the show, and we're going to run up to Lockport and talk to David about his sump pump. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I heard you talking about sump pumps. I had a question. When I bought the house, I have a submersible pump. It had a diaphragm-style switch on it, and it worked. It was beautiful for the application because the diaphragm switch would let the water cycle about, you know, it would take down about 15 inches of water at a time. And it just seemed like the right setup. Well, eventually that diaphragm switch stuck and was running all night. So I got a new one in there, everything new. But the new one, I couldn't get it. The diaphragm switch is only a float switch. And the float switch cycles on and off every 4 inches or so. Very short cycle, so it's got to turn on and off more often. I want to keep the old one set up as a spare in case of an emergency, but I'd like to get a new diaphragm-style switch. I went on the Internet. I couldn't find one anywhere. You know who sells them anymore?
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Have you tried maybe or Supply?
Yeah, like any kind of plumbing supply house. I don't think a box store would have something that specialized.
No.
I've got one of those... always sounds weird to me. I always say IRR.
So do I.
One at somebody. I got one right down the street here, and I believe I asked them. This was a year or more ago, and I don't remember the details. But so you're not familiar with anybody using them anymore, huh?
That would be my only guess. Would be to go.
But you haven't. He said you haven't heard from him using this anymore. So I mean, would it be time to replace this unit if he can't fix
it's
it?
New, correct? Yeah, it's a newer unit. He said,
but
it's
is
just
it
turn it on and off too often?
What about a warranty?
You just, it's the float, right? You, because it's a float system, or float sump pump, it's running more frequently, you're saying.
Yeah, it's doing its proper design. I'm saying.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I understand now. I'm sorry.
So if you wanted us to come out, we could come out and evaluate that for free. We do offer a sump pump that we can actually dial in how often that thing will turn on and off for you and run time. So if you'd like to give us a call, we can definitely help that.
All right. Well, we want to say thank you to Rick Pilarski from Frank's for being with us here today. On behalf of myself, Nick Cortez, and my brother, Phil Cortez, we want to say thank you for having us. We will, I know you are disappointed, but we'll be here again next week. So we will see you then. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.